another Sean Kelly and Miriam Cerkel exclusive on Mix 97.
Joining the conversation this morning, manager of the Tourism Thunder Bay. It's the department of the Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Team. We welcome Paul Anthony Pepe. Paul, welcome to Weekend Mix 97.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show this morning, Sean.
Well,
hey,
we appreciate it. Yeah, how are things in Thunder Bay?
Well, things are great. You know, having a great fall, great September. Busy up here this time of year with the fall colors starting to change. And students back in university and college this time of year. So we're having a really great fall up here. Great weather. All good.
Good. Well, we reached out to Paul to have a discussion. Since this weekend, it's the 45th anniversary of the Terry Fox Run, and we'll be doing our part here in Eastern Ontario, and I know they'll be doing the same in Thunder Bay. And a few weeks ago, I was in Thunder Bay. I was taking my daughter to university, spent the weekend there, and our first stop, Paul, was the historic monument for Terry Fox. And, you know, my daughter Taylor and I, when we got there, just outside of Thunder Bay, it was a moment of, like, I don't know, it was very quiet. We didn't really speak to each other. It was like, wow, it's almost like it was very special to be there, but it's like an awe moment. People around it were so respectful to the monument, to Terry Fox, his legacy. Do you hear that from others that visit this monument in Thunder Bay, that when you first arrive, it's kind of like you're looking at something that this person has changed so many lives, and you have a personal connection to Terry Fox through a loss of family through cancer or just participating in the Terry Fox Run every year.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Definitely.
From people? Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a very, very powerful monument and a very, very powerful place for people from around the world. You know, we welcome over 100,000 people a year to the monument. It's open 7 days a week, 24 hours. And travelers from all over the globe come and pay their respects to Terry and learn more about his legacy. And the visitor center that's on the site is also open 7 days a week. And the center itself welcomes over 65,000 people a year through the doors of that center. So it's a very powerful place for people to come and reflect, and especially people who've been impacted or touched by cancer, either personally or through family and friends. So we see it and we hear it every day from visitors.
Now, the monument in honor of Terry Fox, it was on display a year after Terry's death.
That's right. So it was dedicated in June of 1982, just a year after his death. And it was originally located sort of across the highway on a sort of a highway pullover. And then in 1993, it was moved over and reopened its current location. So, it offers absolutely stunning vistas of Lake Superior, of Sleeping Giant, of the city. And so the monument was moved in 93 to increase the parking, because the demand for people wanting to come and pay their respects to Terry was so great that it kind of overwhelmed the original space. And so in 93, a new visitor center was constructed on the site. It was moved across the highway to offer better views, more parking, and more accessibility for people. And it's been a very popular, it's one of Thunder Bay's most popular attractions for visitors to come and pay their respects and learn more about Terry's legacy and the city itself.
And I believe, Paul, that in Thunder Bay, you organize a very special event at the Sleeping Giant Provincial Park. Is that correct? What was that about?
Yeah, well, this year, September 1st marked the 45th anniversary of the end of Terry's run. And he ended the run here in Thunder Bay. In fact, he ended the run after running 3,339 miles across Canada. And it is run about 12 kilometers east of where the monument is located. And to commemorate the 45th anniversary at the end of that run, the Terry Fox Foundation and, his brother Fred, his sister Judith, all worked together to organize a hike up to the top of Sleeping Giant. Sleeping Giant Provincial Park, has some of the highest cliffs in Ontario, beautiful vistas of Lake Superior. And, it's about 16 kilometers round trip from the parking area to the top of the giant and back. And over 125 people registered to do that hike in Terry's honor. And, of course, that's over and above the annual Terry Fox Run that's held here in the city. And as you can imagine, that attracts a lot of people here in the community who rally behind it every year. So, you know, Thunder Bay, I think, really plays a special role in Terry's legacy and Terry's run, and the community here really embraces that.
Joining the conversation this morning is Paul Anthony Pepe. He is the manager of Tourism Thunder Bay, and he is joining us this morning from Thunder Bay. You mentioned over 100,000 people, so that would be in the 45 years, millions of people have had a chance to go to the Terry Fox Memorial Lookup. They're coming from all over the world. Share some of the places that people stop when they're traveling up in Northern Ontario.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of Canadians, you know, all every province and territory is represented in the guest book at the center. You know, this year already we have, you know, U.S. guests from 47 states registered at the center, and guests from all over the world. You know, Korea, Japan, Germany, China, Italy, you name it. You know, visitors that are you know, exploring Canada, they're doing the road trip across Canada, or they're coming here to Thunder Bay to, you know, to set up their urban base camp while they explore the region, or they're coming here to visit friends and family. So many people make the trek to go pay their respects to Terry's legacy and memory. So, yeah, it truly is a global attraction, and it really speaks to the influence that Terry had globally on you know, cancer research and yeah, fundraising and bringing awareness to cancer.
Well, so true. I believe I read this week $900 million has been raised with the Marathon of Hope in the past 44 years. It's really recognizing Terry's efforts. It's a story, a legacy, and if you're ever up in the Thunder Bay area, it is a must stop. That was the first stop for my daughter Taylor and I when we were there a few weekends ago together. So, anything else you want to get in today?
No, I think we covered a lot today, Sean and Miriam, and you know, thanks for the opportunity to talk a little bit about Terry's legacy and about the monument. And as I said, it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for travelers coming through who want to stop and learn more about Terry and pay their respects. And our visitor center is located on the site as well, that provides information about Terry and about the city. That's open 7 days a week, year round as well. So, you know, I would certainly encourage folks to stop in and visit the monument if they haven't, and if they have, come back and pay another visit. It really is a special place for a very special Canadian.
Thank you for this. Manager of Tourism Thunder Bay, that's Paul Anthony Pepe on the mix.